With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I just got trolled by a listener with a shrimp gif. It's a Seinfeld gif with George in front of this humongous bowl of shrimp. So it's probably when he was working with the Yankees, right? Because then he was big time for a while. And Kevin sends us this gif of George eating all of the shrimp cocktail by himself. He's double barreled. He's got two in one hand and he's shoveling them into his mouth. So yeah, I guess someone needs to let George know that there's always a possibility with those colossal shrimp, you could end up getting one stuck and nearly die. I mean, is it right to troll someone over a near-death experience?
Right. Yeah, we're forgetting that. This was a scary moment for you.
It was. It was not only scary, but it was petrifying. It was mortifying. The fact that this could be the end of me. I mean, I'd waited so long for this Thanksgiving
dinner. What was scarier? The fact that it could be like that you were choking and your life might be coming to an end, or the fact that you were choking and at this first experience with this new family? What's the scarier realization?
Oh, you want the truth?
Yeah.
Okay, well, initially, when I couldn't get the shrimp, so, you know, you try to swallow it, and you kind of feel like it's almost going to get dislodged, yeah, and you're going to be able to swallow it. Initially, it was like, you've got to be kidding me. I've got to get away. Like, this guy standing right next to me, the family's all talking. There's a 90-year-old grandmother in front of me. My initial fear was, oh, crap, someone's going to talk to me, and I'm not going to be able to say anything. And then it became a little bit more dire when I couldn't get the shrimp down. And so at that point, after 10, 15 seconds, I'm thinking, shoot, I'm really choking. I couldn't breathe or talk right now. I'm really choking. And so,
let's leave the room.
That's when I left the room. Because the thing is, if you do one of those kind of like coughing, gagging noises, or, you know, gagging, just like an actual gag, there's the possibility the shrimp could come flying out and hit the table, or then everyone's going to be looking at me. So I knew I needed to, you know how dogs go and find a private place to lay down and die if that's what they're going to do?
No.
I decided that it would be better for me to die in peace than at someone's
Let's not ruin everyone else's Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving hors d'oeuvres table. Yeah, so apparently I'm being trolled by George Costanza and all of his shrimp. It's fine. I mean, I chose to admit to my near-death experience so that you all would know you're not alone. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. That plus my Ron Burgundy moment earlier in the show. I kind of feel like if you continue to listen after this edition of After Hours, well, then we are BFFs for life. We're connected at the hip.
Damn it. Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter? For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Burgundy will read.
Here's the crazy thing. I don't even have a prompter. I just have a piece of paper. I mean, this is not really my finest radio hour. Let's just say for the sake of argument that the bosses are listening and this is the show they're going to use to determine whether or not they offer me a new contract.
I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
No, seriously. What's worse, choking on a colossal shrimp at a Friendsgiving or having the bosses listen to this edition of the show to decide whether or not they want to extend my contract?
I don't know. The interactions there seems like a great show to me.
Oh, thank you. This is why you are, in fact, the subject of a brand new fan club, right? We got a brand new James, producer James fan club. It's got its youngest member, Little Rowan. If you haven't seen him, you got to check out our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. Little Rowan, he's a newborn, watched the video of producer James, and now James has a fan for life. And so the video continues to get views on our YouTube channel, and James has promised me he was going to stay humble. He promised. That was last week, though. I feel like that might be out the water.
Yeah, that was a few days
out the
ago.
Window. You know me and my cliches. Out the water, out the window, whatevs. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios, because nobody would do this on tape. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. No more embarrassing stories. I don't know why I don't think better of these things before I let them come out of my mouth. But I
immediately regret this decision.
Exactly. The whole point was I needed to get it off my chest. I needed to tell someone that I nearly died at Thanksgiving, and you were just the one that was here. So thank you for that, Producer James. Never again, ever, ever again. That's what I tell myself. I'm like Kevin Harlan after he does play-by-play for a streaker or a black cat, and then he swears to us, and he does this on our show, and he comes on the show, I'm never doing that again. How embarrassing, I'm never doing that again. Yep, that's me, never telling embarrassing stories ever again, and yet somehow I forget that vow when we get a few months removed and a few months down the road. Totally
Somebody
fine.
Stop Look that out, man!
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man. Which, by the way, we have been reaching out to Kevin Harlan. He had some personal matters that he had to attend to, and of course he's really busy. But he is supposed to be on the show sometime before Christmas, so we're looking forward to that. 855-212-4227. We'll see if he has any near-death experiences to share. 855-212-4CBS on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. What is your choice for TD of the Week? You know what? We were so close to getting a TD of the Week candidate from Monday Night Football. Man, final seconds ticking off the clock. And finally, we see Russell Wilson looking like Russell Wilson again.
Three receivers right side, 22. Russ looks, pump fake. Now he's going to let it fly. He's got a man, Swain! Touchdown, Seahawks! Right down the middle of the field! And you can hear the Seahawks fans in the stands. Russell Wilson throws a dart, Swain right down the middle. What a 33rd birthday for Russell Wilson. A 32-yard touchdown strike. And now the Seahawks have to convert two to tie it up. Nothing is out of reach for number three.
Mr. Unlimited. Happy birthday to Russell Wilson. So about that two-point conversion that they need to tie the game in the final seconds.
Wilson, right leg up and down, takes the snap. Plenty of time, surveying, looks over the middle. That is thrown into the end zone and is picked off! Kendall Fuller picked it off! And Washington maintains their lead! Now they just need to survive a kickoff!
Bram Weinstein on Washington radio. Before that, Steve Rabel on Seahawks radio. There was a moment there where it looked as though the Seahawks might have life, and it would have been a long field goal for their kicker. However, they would have had an opportunity after they recovered the onside kick in those final seconds, except there was a flag. There's always a flag. A legal formation flag. And I would let you hear the Seattle radio call, except there it goes on, and they're clearly fit to be tied. So maybe a little bit later in the show. Well, later this hour. But yeah, this was almost a TD of the Week candidate. This was almost the moment when Russell Wilson returned to the Hall of Fame form that we have seen from him over the course of his 10-year career. Let's be honest, it's been a rocky reentry since he returned. And as much as he said he had no problems gripping the football, as much as he said he had no trouble throwing, and that he was perfectly healed within a month of the surgery, it's obvious that he's not able to grip the football the way he wants to and needs to. Not sure if the weather turning colder has anything to do with it, but it's something you don't often see from Russ. How many throws is he sailing over the top of his receivers? He's missing so high and so deep that it's clear to anyone who watches, and I'm not even a quarterback. But the fact that he's always missing high and sailing these throws over the heads of his receivers does in fact mean that it's the same problem, right? He's too long in this league. He's too much of a veteran to have an adrenaline rush or be nervous. Very often when you're sailing throws as a rookie or as a young man who's making his debut in the playoffs, that happens because you're so full of adrenaline that even when you think you're making your regular throwing motion, all that adrenaline is giving you a little bit too much juice and then you settle down. But that's not Russ, right? That's not Russell Wilson. That's not his situation. And so it's clear. I was listening to Kevin Harlan and Kurt Warner on Westwood One, and Kurt was saying the very same thing. I know what Russ says, but it's very clear by watching what's going on with Russ. But this was a perfect throw to Freddie Swain, except the two-point conversion, it was forced into traffic. There were three Washington defenders right up close. And so Kendall Fuller comes away with the pick. And good for Kendall Fuller and the Washington defense. Only 267 total yards allowed to the Seahawks. They recovered a fumble and then also gave up just two sacks. 10 first downs the entire game. Only 10 first downs for the Seahawks. There was a very long string of punt, 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 punt. And so for Landon Collins and the Washington defense, who've now won three games in a row, and they're starting to play like we saw last year when the defense was the reason why Washington claimed the NFC East title. This defense is rounding into form, even with the loss of Chase Young.
I started with our front four. They did a great job. They put pressure in his face and then our back end just did our job. We knew the route concepts. We played fast. Our corner stayed on top and made sure we made those plays, and that's what we did.
That's Landon Collins on the Washington YouTube channel. Producer James is all about YouTube, but it's good because I'm not all about YouTube. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Three straight wins, and Washington has put itself firmly in the conversation. If not for NFC wildcard, then hey, Dallas Cowboys, if you're not going to take care of your business, Washington is nipping at your heels.
I'm very proud of these guys just because of how resilient we were, how tough it was, and just doing the things they needed to do to give themselves a chance to win. And, you know, all they need is a chance. And I really think this is a group of guys that will just continue to be resilient. I think we're coming together and being the kind of team that we envisioned. And if we can continue to work and play the way we've played, we give ourselves a chance. And that's all we need is a chance.
Feels great. Going into bye week, having four losses in a row, coming back and having win three in a row is great. The confidence in there is awesome.
Taylor Heinicke on the heels of his head coach, Ron Rivera. So the Taylor Heinicke piece of this is also really intriguing. Is this their quarterback moving forward? He appears to be taking advantage of the opportunities, and you hear Rivera rave about him. Certainly the guys will play for him. I would say, and this is something that you hear about golf, right? When your mistakes aren't nearly as bad, when you, obviously you want to make fewer mistakes and become more consistent in a positive way, but when your mistakes aren't nearly as, what's the word I'm looking for? They're not nearly as punitive. When your mistakes don't completely derail everything you're doing, and let's say your mistakes are straight. You miss hit the ball, but at least the ball goes straight. So with Taylor Heinicke, I kind of feel like that's where we are now. His mistakes are fewer, and when he makes mistakes, they're not quite as punishing for the Washington football team. Now, it is great when you have the 1-2 punch of Antonio Gibson and J.D. McKissick. So McKissick is a very versatile back. He had two touchdowns in last night's game, one on the ground and then one through the air, where he made this beast of a move. We're talking Lamar Jackson. Stop on a dime and pivot and go the other direction. It was really impressive. He does get carted off the field late. We're waiting to hear some type of, I guess Tuesday would be the day, some type of diagnosis for his injury. But to have J.D. McKissick and then also to have Antonio Gibson, who last night goes over 100 yards for the first time this season, so 29 carries, 111, and that's the reason why Washington was able to dominate time of possession. Did you guys see the numbers? 41 minutes and 40 seconds. 41 minutes out of 60. That's how long Washington held the football, and Gibson knows it's about the ability to run the ball.
I wouldn't say it was part of the game plan, but every job we start, you know, we always say one play at a time, one play at a time, and, you know, it's no rush to get down there. And that's what we've been doing, and it's been working.
Do you remember that last drive against Tampa Bay a few weeks ago where Tom Brady's chomping at the bit? He's standing on the sidelines. He's going to get the chance to do what Tom Brady does, which is come out and lead these game-winning drives in the late stages, regardless of how much time is left. Give him 30 seconds, he's good to go. Washington held the ball for 11 minutes and never, ever gave Tampa Bay the opportunity. Tom Brady stood there the entire time as Washington ran out the clock. And so the ability to run the ball, we're seeing it with San Francisco, who's won three games in a row. We're seeing it with this Washington surge now with three consecutive wins. Have we not seen it with the Indianapolis Colts? I know they lost to Tampa this past weekend, but the Colts had won 5 of 6 based on their ability to run the ball. We generally see that with the Browns and Ravens, though I know this last game with them was not quite what they were looking for, or not quite the offense that they were hoping to put out there on the field. But that is the formula that you're seeing from a lot of these winning teams. You dominate time of possession by controlling the ball. You control the ball, you control the game. And the later we get in the season, the more imperative it is that you can run the ball and you can play defense. Those two elements travel really well, and they also are less affected by the rain, the wind, the cold. Let's see. From the Seahawks' perspective, they've dropped three in a row, though Pete Carroll says this is not over.
The very next chance we get, and go get a win and get going. And I don't expect these guys at any time to do anything but that. I want to keep just stepping forward and keep moving and battle our way through it. It's been really frustrating, obviously, but just not accepting. We're just going to keep going.
For me personally, I'm going to give everything I have, like I always do, every day, every play, to the very end, the last play of the game, just like tonight, and just because I don't know any other way.
I believe in Russell Wilson. I believe in his leadership. I believe in Pete Carroll. His results are proven, as are Russ's. The problem is that Russ isn't the Russell Wilson that we saw for the last 9 years. As much as he would love to be that same guy right now, he's just not able to throw it as well. Though maybe that last TD blast was an indication that he's coming around. They've lost so many running backs, right? So they're trying to run the ball as much as possible. Against Washington, that is a tall order. I think they had, 40 rushing yards? That was all they had. And so if Russ can't throw with accuracy and they can't run the ball, well, you see what we got last night from the Seattle offense. And it's been relatively anemic over these last 3 weeks. And that's the reason why they faded to 3-8 now at the bottom of the NFC West. I was making this point earlier that every year we see roughly half of the playoff field turnover in the NFL. So that's nothing surprising. It's not any big deal to see different division champions. But could you imagine, and I'm just for the sake of argument here, if we see the Seattle Seahawks, who won the NFC West last year, end up in the basement, completely miss the playoffs. And then you think about what could happen in the AFC North. Now, we know that one is really competitive, and even though the Steelers are in the bottom of the division, they obviously still have a chance to win or to make the playoffs. But the Steelers won their first 11 games last year, and they ended up grabbing the AFC North title, and right now they're in the basement of their division. A lot of things change from year to year. We could have a different winner atop the NFC East. I mean, that's a pretty annual occurrence. In the NFC South, the New Orleans Saints could end up missing the playoffs altogether, even though they won the division last year. They've dropped 4 games in a row. So life comes at you fast in the NFL, no doubt. And while I appreciate the perspective of Pete Carroll and the character of Russell Wilson, they have dug themselves such an enormous hole that I don't know how they climb out of it, especially not in the NFC West. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Nope, we don't have the Freddie Swain catch as the TD of the week candidate. Almost. All they needed was that measly 2-point conversion. But we do have other great candidates, 4 of them. So check out the poll on Twitter or on our MetaFace page. Coming up, your choice for Monday MVP, as well as the latest from the baseball hot stove. You know, money talks most of the time. But when it's baseball free agency, money screams and yells at the top of its lungs. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. His heroics made us swoon this weekend.
I'm the best ever.
I am the greatest.
Now it's time to name the After Hours Monday MVP. I need a hero.
Gronkowski on the left edge along with Wells. Here's the snap. Brady has the ball off, running to the left. His Fournette inside the 20. Stiff arm to the 20. On his feet to the 15, 10, 5, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Leonard Fournette. Touchdown, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Wow, is that the dagger? I hope so, with 20 seconds left.
This came at halftime. You know, I had a speech for the team. I'm like, man, you have to have a will and a want. You know, you have the willing to risk everything. Play by play, you have to want to win, want to fight each and every play. And I think they understood that message and came out and played the lights out.
Leonard Fournette not only had a career-high 4 touchdowns for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but he also delivered the motivational speech at halftime that lit a fire under their rears. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, your Monday MVP, the Player of the Week, brought to you by Grainger. Let's take a closer look at the one who got it done. Oh, yeah, for Leonard Fournette, not only did he score that final touchdown of the game, the rally against the Colts with Gene Deckerhoff, on Bucks radio, and that was his fourth. But the way that he was able to barrel his way through defenders, and we're talking about a stout Indianapolis defense, but Fournette was 17 carries for 100 yards, 3 touchdowns. He also had 7 receptions for another 31 yards and a score through the air. He was the man with the Midas touch on Sunday for the Bucks as they rallied from 10 points down at halftime following Leonard's speech to the locker room. The Player of the Week sponsored by Grainger. For all the ones who get it done, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support and access to product experts. Call or click Grainger.com/save safety, or just stop by. So we have our candidates for TD of the week after you voted for Monday MVP. Thanks for doing that on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and also on our MetaFace page. If you missed it earlier in the show, John Heyman, Odyssey Baseball Insider, you also see him on MLB Network. He joined us, and his voice was going, but he was kind and generous with his time, gave great insight. We wanted to just bring back a portion of that conversation in the wake of the two mega deals on Monday. First, Max Scherzer taking $130 million over 3 years, a record amount of money annually. So 43 point something, something, something amount of money for Max Scherzer, a guy who's 37 years old. He decided to go to the New York Mets. And then Corey Seager, 10 years of job security, guaranteed $325 million with the Rangers. Both those players leave the Dodgers. So interesting moves that are being made, and you should expect more before we get to the December 1st deadline for the collective bargaining agreement. So I pick it up with John Heyman at the point at which I ask him, was Max Scherzer's decision literally about the cash?
Well, you know, I know that Steve Cohen, the owner of the Mets, did have a Zoom call with Max Scherzer at some point, and you know, I'm sure it went well, but I mean, realistically here, I think that's true of all the free agency signings. It's only a rare occasion where somebody makes a decision based on geography. You know, it's a factor, but the biggest factor is usually the money, and certainly in a record deal, would be naive to suggest otherwise.
So thinking about what happened in Cohen's first year and the way that it was a bit of a disaster, I mean, there were some moves, high-profile moves that did not pan out. Landing Max Scherzer, what does this say to the rest of Major League Baseball about the new Mets ownership?
Yeah, well, I think that was something that was expected, which was that he was going to use his financial might, his reported worth $15 billion. And, you know, I think this is part of the reason some of the other owners were leery of letting him in the game. He did come in, I think only two or three ultimately voted against him. But I think this was the expectation that he was going to spend big and use his money to try to win for the Mets. And it just seems like the Mets and the Yankees are kind of reversed at this point. The Yankees not spending a dime at this point, and the Mets spending more than anybody. And it looks like right now, it looks like they're going to have the highest payroll in baseball. That's partly because they've spent a lot, and partly because the Dodgers have saved a lot to this point.
John Heyman is an Odyssey Baseball Insider with us as we not only look at the flurry of moves in the hot stove, but also, as he mentions, likely to see a lockout once the CBA, the labor deal, expires on December 1st. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We'll get back to that and what that means, John. But the other big mega deal that really raised eyebrows on Monday, the 10 years for Corey Seager to go to the Rangers, $325 million. And as much as I think this is great that the Rangers are making a splash, I'm actually kind of looking at the other half of this, which is the Dodgers. So they lose two all-stars. What does this mean about what LA is doing this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, they look like they're saving for a change. They have spent and certainly put in a full effort to try to repeat and had a terrific team and season, winning 106 games. And they have had a tough road with the one-game playoff. They got through, then playing the team, the rival, the 107 games. They got through that, and then eventually losing to the world champion, eventual world champion, Atlanta Braves. I'm a little surprised they didn't put in a bigger effort to keep Seager. You know, I think in L.A. people are upset for the moment. They'll probably bounce back. I mean, if Derek Jeter left the Yankees six years in, I think people in New York would have throw a riot. But in L.A., I think they'll bounce back. You know, I mean, maybe Corey Seager isn't quite Derek Jeter, but he's a heck of a player, as evidenced by that $325 million contract. And, you know, it's going to be the biggest contract, I think, of the offseason. I did a poll, and in that poll, the majority of executives said that Carlos Correa would get the biggest deal, but you know, it depends on the market. And in this market, you know, they had the Rangers, which is a team that had the most money to spend. And I think they've spent $556 million to this point.
Wow.
They obviously had incredible needs. They did not have a good team last year. They traded their best player, Gallo, their best pitcher, Gibson, their best reliever, Kennedy. So you're talking about a 100-loss team that lost three of its best players. So they had a lot of work to do, and they are doing it. So give them credit. They have a great DP combination with Semien and Seager.
Mm-hmm.
I assume Seager will be shortstop. They haven't said, but usually the guy who makes the most money gets to play shortstop.
What is the market then for Carlos Correa?
Yeah, I mean, he should have a very good market, but kind of a mystery to this point, other than we know that Houston offered $160 million for 5 years, an upgrade over the $120, $125 million they had offered in spring training. But, I mean, he's certainly going to get a contract much greater than that. You know, it may take a little time to develop. There will be some more signings tomorrow, or I guess that is today, as we get closer to the kind of soft deadline. But at this point, it doesn't appear that market is ready to go. So I think it might take a while, but he's going to do well. He'll probably come up short of Seager, but outstanding player, won the Platinum Glove. Terrific all-around talent, and obviously a great personality as well.
So Carlos Correa is still out there. If you'd like to know what John Heyman says about Freddie Freeman potentially leaving Atlanta, that's also part of the conversation. And before he completely lost his voice, poor guy, he was still up working. We asked him about this work stoppage, and he does believe it's going to happen. There will be a lockout, in his opinion, come midnight Eastern time, 9 p.m. Wednesday evening Pacific time, when the collective bargaining agreement between the owners and the Players Association, the union, essentially, when it expires. And according to him, there is really no negotiating right now. They're so far apart. And I'm sure you're stunned to hear this. Money is the sticking point. How much of the pie does the union get? How much goes to the owners ultimately when the revenue is divvied up? And so, yeah, there's other dickering over things like the playoff format and whether or not they'll be expanded and some of this dumb stuff like universal DH. Okay, and I don't mean it's dumb, only that it's minor compared to a work stoppage. Though Heyman believes that the deadline should spur these guys to act eventually because a work stoppage that would stretch into spring training and ultimately into the 22 season is in no one's best interest. And so they'll find some common ground. But he says right now no one's budging and they're nowhere close to coming up with a new deal. 855-212-4227. Coming up, there is some news from the NFL. Man, the Panthers cannot seem to catch a break. In addition to that, the Niners are saddled with more injuries. We've got a decision from Aaron Rodgers about his pinky toe. And also in the NFC North, another blow for a team that's fighting, scratching, clawing for a playoff position. Plus, Bob Stoops back in Norman as the coach of Oklahoma football, even if it's for a brief moment. But it gave me some flashbacks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I heard him talk about it on Monday.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. It's a Touchdown Tuesday on After Hours.
Firing for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown!
Takes it himself to the pylon. Touchdown!
One man to beat 10. He's gone.
They throw in the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Made a guy miss. He's inside the five. He's to the 3-2-1. Touchdown!
Center zoning into the end zone. Touchdown!
To cast your vote for the TD of the week, head to @AfterHoursCBS on Twitter or give us a call at 855-212-4227. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Gronkowski on the left edge along with Wells. Here's the snap. Brady has the ball off, running to the left. It's Barnett inside the 25. Stiff arm to the 20. On his feet to the 15, 10, 5, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Leonard Fournette. Touchdown, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Wow, is that the dagger? I hope so, with 20 seconds left.
The Green Bay Packers.
And here's the snap. Stafford, tight pocket. Hit as he throws left side. It's intercepted. Down the right sidelines. Douglas to the house. High stepping. Touchdown, Green Bay. And a third quarter dagger. It's 36-17.
The New England Patriots.
Jones is back in the pocket. Throws down the middle. Caught by Bourne. Running room to the outside. Ooh. As he carries to the 30.
Oh, nice.
He's down the sideline. It's 15. Away from a defender. Into the end zone. Touchdown to run after the catch. Touchdown, Patriots.
The Denver Broncos.
Denver will rush four this time, not five. Quick throw to Eckler. Deflected and intercepted. Pat Surtain down the west sideline. This may be a house call. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Denver. 70 yards for Pat Surtain.
Wow, a lot of great candidates, and I love the fact that we've got two defensive touchdowns in the mix for TD of the week. You can vote now through Tuesday, probably on into Tuesday night, at After Hours CBS or on my Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our MetaFace page. And maybe this isn't fair, but even as Patrick Surtain of the Broncos, Dave Logan on Broncos Radio, is one of the candidates for TD of the week for a 70-yard pick six, he also had another interception, and this was in a game against Justin Herbert and the Chargers, so important for that defense to step up. And so because of that, the rookie, Pat Surtain, is our defensive player of the week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission, so learn more at NavyFederal.com. There's a bazillion ways we could go with this. How about the Mike Hilton pick six off Ben Roethlisberger against his former team, now with the Bengals in what was a bloodbath at halftime, or the Patriots defense with the four takeaways and the two sacks and keeping the Titans not from racking up yards, but really getting into the end zone with any regularity. We could go on and on about the different defenses that were so good this past weekend. And the better you are at running the ball, the better you are at stuffing your opponent, the more likely you are to win as the weather turns colder and we get deeper into the NFL season. I had this revelation last night as we were going through Monday Night Football and really what was Monday Night Mayhem at the end of the game. That was our last NFL action in the month of November. Do you know when we kick off week 13, which in and of itself blows me away? We kick off week 13 on Thursday with the Saints hosting the Cowboys. It will be December. OMG, that's crazy. Tis the season. Tis the season to be jolly, and tis the season to get down and dirty in the NFL. And coming up next Sunday, it's not too early to make plans, right? It is an NFL on CBS doubleheader. The early action features those Chargers with Justin Herbert against the all of a sudden red hot Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Burrow. And then the Eagles are on the road against the Jets. Man, the Eagles are in desperate need of a bounce back win themselves. Then one of the hardest hitting rivalries in football is renewed. The Baltimore Ravens head to Pittsburgh with all that hatred for a meeting with the Steelers. That's the top of the AFC North and the bottom of the AFC North. And it all begins at noon Eastern. That's 9 a.m. Pacific with the NFL Today and NFL doubleheader action this Sunday right here. Here on CBS. That's what the copy says. Right here on CBS. Yes, right here on CBS. Do you know the games that we've got on in primetime this weekend are pretty amazing? So as I mentioned, the Saints, who've lost four in a row but will be in the Superdome, are hosting the Dallas Cowboys, who have lost three of four. So both those teams are feeling a bit of desperation. And then how about Sunday night football? The Broncos, who are 6-5 in a game back of the Kansas City Chiefs, coming off their bye. Denver at Arrowhead on Sunday night football was flexed. Let's be honest, it was flexed because of Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. The Broncos just happen to be innocent bystanders. And then when you're looking ahead to Monday night football, it's the Patriots, the hottest team in football. Six consecutive wins against the Buffalo Bills, the first of their two AFC East battles. So, wowzers. Here's some news coming from the world of the NFL. I know we spent a lot of time on college football as well as Major League Baseball, but I wanted to pass along the injury news. This kind of sucks. Not only did Cam Newton get benched for the Panthers after an abysmal performance on Sunday, but running back Christian McCaffrey, I can't believe this, missing the rest of the season with a left ankle injury. So he got hurt. I said to producer James, because I didn't see a lot of this game. I was watching a lot of it on NFL Network and then was going back and seeing the different lowlights, or I guess highlights for Miami. You could look at it that way. I was watching this game on social media as well as watching on NFL Network. So I did not see what happened to Christian McCaffrey. I didn't know he got hurt. And I said to producer James on Sunday night, what happened to McCaffrey? Why did we not hear his name at all? And this is why. The initial x-rays Sunday, they didn't think it was going to be too bad, but apparently there's enough damage that he's on season-ending IR, and it'll take him too much time to recover. Man, this sucks for him. It sucks for the Panthers. I hope this is not how the rest of his career is going to go. I know he's a smaller guy, and he pours his whole physical body into everything he does. So he gets hit a lot. He gets crunched a lot. So this sucks. He posted a very passionate and I would say heart-wrenching post on social media and how hard this is for him, that he's not going to give up. He's going to return bigger, stronger, faster, and better than ever. Hashtag keep pounding. So that's really depressing news for the NFL because it's better when he's playing. For the San Francisco 49ers, winners of three straight, Deebo Samuel and linebacker Fred Warner are out at least 1 week, if not two. Are you kidding me? They just turned Deebo into a running back, and he and Dalvin Cook were hurt on Sunday at the same time. They both suffered groin and hamstring injuries, and so now both Samuel and Warner are out, even as San Francisco gets ready to take on the Seahawks. Now, you may say that's okay. They can win without the Seahawks, fine. But Deebo Samuel's been doing everything for them. Not only is he a wide receiver, but they've literally converted him into a running back. He was throwing passes. Didn't he throw a pass on Sunday as well? And so it's not season-ending, but they're still trying to continue this win streak without those two critical players. Now, I mentioned Dalvin Cook. He has a dislocated shoulder, which also sucks, and talk about painful. Even if you pop it back in, sometimes you need to miss time where you're getting hit. So at this point, according to Mike Zimmer, his star running back is day-to-day. Minnesota Vikings are coming off a loss, of course, to the Niners, and here they are kind of hanging on there, doing what they possibly can to remain relevant in that NFC wild card. Moving to the Thursday night game, Mike McCarthy is the latest to test positive for COVID, so he will miss this upcoming Thursday game, and D coordinator Dan Quinn, former head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, I know you're having flashbacks right now, he will end up working as the interim coach because of his coaching experience. But Kellen Moore and also their special teams coordinator, John Fossil. And so Kellen Moore and John Fossil will be part of Dan Quinn and the brain trust as the Cowboys are taking on the Saints on Thursday. And then one more piece of news, no surgery for Aaron Rodgers' pinky toe. Well, isn't that a relief? Poor guy does look like he's in pain, but at the same time, he still managed a rushing touchdown and two passing touchdowns on Sunday. All right, Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops, he's been on TV. He's been busy with all of his other ventures. He's actually going to be coaching his Sooners, the team that he led to a national championship in their bowl game.
I arrived here on December 1, 1998. There was something to be concerned about, a lot to be concerned about. Four straight years without a winning record, no bowl games, 2 years later, we were 13-0 and won the national championship.
I was there.
This place is in a hell of a lot better shape than it was in December 1, 1998. All right, we're a perennial top 5, 10, 15 team every single year. All right, we're playing that kind of football. This job is going to attract the very best in the coaching world, and they're already lined up and calling Joe, hitting people the way they do. This is a real job. This is a great job, a great university with great leadership.
I love that Bob Stoops is the man they called on, riding in into Norman, and he lives in Norman, but riding back in there to be able to be part of this Oklahoma transition. And he's right. Joe Castiglione, the athletic director, who has been on the show multiple times because of my connections with him, my relationship with him. I know they'll be able to attract the best, but it's just super cool to hear Bob Stoops talking about OU football again, not as a former coach and ambassador, but actually as the guy who is going to help them with this transition. So good for Coach Stoops. That's awesome. This is something we did not get to, but I swear we'll have the audio, and you'll probably hear it throughout the day on CBS Sports Radio as well as other outlets, but we want to be able to play it for you and then react to it. Tiger Woods does his first extensive interview since his February car crash, and he did a Zoom call with Golf Digest, and so because of that, we do have the audio. He says it's realistic. He plays on the PGA Tour again one day, but never full-time. And he'll never be able to compete at the highest level because of his devastating leg injury. He also said he thought he might lose the leg, and so he's pleased with the fact that he's been able to recover. We'll talk to you tonight on The Hump Show, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.